Good morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm ML on Audioboo. Welcome along. Join me here, and it's a Saturday morning. It's pretty early, actually. It's 6:50 in the morning. Why is it I just cannot sleep? And I mean cannot sleep on weekends anymore. I can't sleep during the week either, but I can't sleep at all on weekends. Because I just seem to have this mental block. It doesn't really help when you've got someone snoring next to you, and that kind of keeps me awake. It's really weird. I cannot sleep. So I got up and I've been looking around, and normally I end up going back to bed a couple of hours later for a little bit of a nap. And I've been watching Sky News, and it's absolutely horrendous. Multi-vehicle crash on the M5 in Somerset, and people have died. I think it was 25, is it? 25 vehicles, maybe more, involved. The pictures are terrible, really, really shocking. And my heart goes out to anyone who's been personally affected by this. And it's horrible. You know, I don't know how it happened or what the situation was, but I'm sure that'll all come out. And I think the road's still closed, and there was fire everywhere, there was smoke, there was fog, there was terrible, terrible. And yesterday, a really weird scenario occurred. Sorry, my voice is still half asleep. I was at the ATM and getting some cash out because I had time before the bus was due, and I was at the ATM and I was glancing down towards the end of O'Connell Street, which is the main shopping street or main street you go through in Dublin. And next of all, there was these two Romany kind of gypsy people, and this guy, I think he was foreign as well, and anyway, he must have said something or something happened. And next of all, this other guy punched this guy, and I can still see it. He fell back and hit his head right off the pavement, and oh, it was horrible. Anyway, the ambulance came and took him away, so at least he could get up, but he was very dazed. I think he had a lot of alcohol on him, so I don't know whether he was dazed just from the drink or he was dazed from the punch or what, but it wasn't nice. So that was a bit off-putting, to say the least, but I know it could be worse. It was pretty chilly recently. Yeah, it's pretty chilly. Now, actually, on another thing here, if you are worried about anyone that you think could have been involved in the M5 crash, you can contact an information line, which is a UK number, 0800 092 0410. Just saw it appear up on TV, so I thought I'd fill you all in. my voice is totally going. Sorry. Just after seeing some caddy has been accused in a racism row against Tiger Woods. Crazy. Sorry, had to stop there. My voice completely went. And so it's a Saturday and it's so dark still, and I'm actually cold, and I need to find more clothes to wear. I need to find some clothes to put on because I am cold, 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 cold. So yeah, I don't really have any plans today. I feel tired still, so I think I'm going to be, why is it when you feel tired you end up trying to yawn? It's like you say, I'm tired, and then you about to yawn. Yeah, one of those things. I've just been on Twitter, just catching up on my followers and my tweets and my messages and all that jazz. And after me saying that I can get a single follower via Twitter on Follow Friday, I ended up getting new followers. Mad. So I'm just looking here, and seems that there's a girl called Sky Isabel on Twitter. So let me check I have a Sky Sports Sky News list. I'm just gonna make sure she's on it. Let me check. This is, live reporting. Oh, she's already on it. So her name is Isabel Lang. She's a weather forecaster type person. So I have a big Sky Sports Sky News staff list. Let me get it up. Go back to my Twitter. And let me see, I'll click on my followers. Have we got anyone exciting there? Someone new following me, but I think they're a spammer of some sort. Let me go to my list. If you want to follow it, it's twitter.com/list/SundayTwist/SkyStaff. And it's there. So let me just try and do something a little bit amazing here. Seeing as that link, my voice is still buggered, as you can tell, it's kind of bad. Anyway, seeing as the list, oh my God, I'm still half asleep. The URL is a bit long. For that Sky staff list, can I get my words out? You can go to URL. So U for under, or for red, L for letter, dot IE forward slash D for dog, G for girl, C for cat, and U for underwear. So URL.ie forward slash DGCU. And if you copy that into your browser, let me see, I'll copy it there. And if you paste it into your browser, it will bring you to my Sky staff list. Now, this Sky staff list basically follows 137 Sky staff people. 11 people actually follow this list. Wow. One of them is a Sky, something to do with some Sky media people, I don't know. One of them actually follows me. Let me add to the list. Actually, two people from Sky Sports follow my list. So amazing. Another guy here hasn't tweeted here. It's actually funny. So let me see. Yeah, sorry, I got sidetracked. When you go on Twitter, you just get sidetracked with stuff. So it's a pretty cool list. And it's a way of me actually following this list. And I don't know if you guys know much about Twitter lists. Twitter lists are quite cool because you can create a list of people, 20 people, 40 people, 100 people, 200 people, whatever. And you don't have to follow them. You can go to the list. You've created your list. You go to your list and all their tweets are there. So you can, keep posted. So it's handy because I follow all, well, I don't follow all these, but I add all these Sky people to this list. And that means if I want to go in and catch all the Sky presenters, producers, writers, whatever, all in the one place, I can go to the list and they're all gathered together. Because I might miss them if I just follow them ordinary, they could just disappear in my timeline and not to use them. That's the main list I use all the time. I have like a Follow Friday list, which I probably don't update as much as I should, but I normally keep the Sky staff list quite updated. And if I've missed anyone, if you do work for Sky and I've missed you, send me a tweet and I'll add you to the list. But yeah, so that's lists in a nutshell. They're actually really, really handy if you do want to. Some people find having a timeline. You miss people's tweets and you can't keep up to date with your whole timeline. And lists are a great feature that you can have that can group people in categories. So if you want a list on people interested in books, you add all the people to the list, and you can just go into your list, and it's really, really good. And it's easier to keep up with your timeline, because when you've a when you follow a lot of people, you can miss so many tweets. And I'm probably guilty of that. I try and keep updated when I can, but I admit I don't read back overnight. So if I log off at 8 o'clock last night, I don't go back to 8 o'clock to keep reading, because that's just not what I'm gonna do. It's just I'd be, I'd never catch up, to be honest. So yeah, so lists are really handy. So if you haven't tried them out, try them out. And if you need any help creating a list or any of that, because if you are on Twitter, let me go through, right? If you go to twitter.com and you go to lists, right? And at the bottom of the list, it'll say create a list. So you click create a list, you give it a list name, book readers or movie fanatics or whatever. Then you have like a description box of you have 100 characters of how to describe this list. So you can say list for all people interested in films, books, TV shows, whatever. Then you can decide whether you want to make it a public list that anyone can follow this list, or you want to make it a private list so you can only access the list. And that's basically it. And then you just go to say someone's profile. So we'll just go to someone on my timeline. I have Rue Cullen, or OO Cullen. So you see a little drop down with a little person's kind of face, body shape. You click that, you go add to list, and you just tick the box for your list. And that's it. And that's basically how you create the list. And then if you want to go to your list, or if you don't want Rue Cullen on the list anymore, you just go add to list and remove her and hit the X box at the top. And that's basically how you remove her from a list. So lists are quite cool. So yeah, I've gone off on a tangent all about the wonderful lists. But it is handy, because when you have so many people, and if you follow a lot of people, like I follow over 2,255 people, chances are I'm never going to be able to see everyone's tweets. So having it this way is easier. And actually, the handy thing with lists, you don't need to indeed, oh my God, I can't speak today. You don't even need to follow them. You can just add someone to a list and keep an eye on them that way. If you want to follow them, fine. But if you want to just have a glance and keep them through the list, that's just the way you do it. That is just it. So lists are quite a cool feature. And I've just after looking at the trending topics here, would you believe Nirvana and Susan Boyle are on the are both trending? Interesting. So yeah, that's about it basically. I mean, I've been sick of all the trending topics being popularized by these mad teenagers, and they what annoys me is they end up having the trending topic in capital letters. Oh my God, stop, stop, stop. If you're going to trend, just trend normally. Don't need to use caps. Anyway, we've nattered on about absolute nonsense for nearly 15 minutes now, so I guess I'll pull this to a close. I hope you have a great Saturday. Lots of sport on the agenda for me. Lots of relaxation. I really should tidy this place up. It's a state. But anyway, and I hope that you have a really great weekend. If you have any news, feel free to follow me. I'm on twitter.com/SundayTwist, all one word, SundayTwist. And if you want to follow me on audioboo.fm/ML, you can click the little pink purpley follow button, and you can follow all my audioboos. So yeah, I'm better gonna have to go, because it's gonna cut me off in a minute. Have a great Saturday, have a great weekend, and I guess I will chat to one and all over the weekend, and I'll do an audioboo probably the next time will probably be Monday morning, maybe before. Take care, and speak to you all very, very soon. Bye.